A violent confrontation between police and protesters in the Congolese capital, Kinshasa. Protest organizers say the government's voter enrollment process is a sham. They're demanding an international audit of the entire electoral commission. Governing party supporters say they'll resist what they consider attempts to discredit the government.
If the opposition call for protest, we will come as well. We are in power. We can call all the forces, including the army and the police, to stop this opposition from challenging the president.
Since he won disputed elections in 2019, critics say President Felix Tshisekedi has made a series of moves aimed at consolidating his power. That includes appointing partisan judges, handpicking loyalists to run the electoral commission, and declaring a so-called state of siege in the eastern North Kivu and Ituri provinces, areas known to be opposition strongholds.
It is very sad to see police deployed by President Felix Tshisekedi blocking protesters in a democratic state. We know that it is his time, but we will continue to fight because we have the right to save this country. Felix has failed at all levels and he must be conscious of this.
Police in the capital block another presidential candidate from joining the demonstrations. Thousands of opposition supporters have promised to stay on the streets.
We are determined to continue the protest, whatever happens. If they block us, we will always find another way to protest against the election process, insecurity, and also living conditions of our people.
Opposition leaders have called for another rally outside the Electoral Commission headquarters next Thursday. But with just 7 months to go until the general election, the opposition is worried time may be running out to ensure a fair election. Barbara Angopa, Al Jazeera.